Joining us from the Better Business Bureau serving Central Indiana is the president and CEO of that organization, Tim Maniscalco. Tim, as you know, things have kind of shifted online. A lot of things have been going on online. People are working from home more because of the pandemic. That means that scammers and hackers are kind of getting creative with how they go after people. There's a what you guys sent out earlier this week called a work at home kind of scam that people are, some of these hackers and scammers are trying. Tell us a little bit about what that scam is about and how they operate.
Yeah, these are these employment scams, and they sound very lucrative and really kind of, a gift from heaven, so to speak, if you're somebody who wants to work at home, particularly with COVID. Here's how they typically go. You'll get contacted and say that you qualify for a job. You know, they really don't do an interview. They don't do any sort of background check. All of a sudden, you're qualified for this job. Say, hey, great, I can make, $1,000 a week or something like that with this job. It is all work at home. Then the scenario goes where they'll say, gee, you've got to do a little bit of upfront training, and that requires, let's say, some software that you need to purchase. So here's what we'll do. We'll send you a check so that you can purchase the software. Go ahead and deposit that check, and then send us some of that money back, or send it over to this company over here that's going to give you the computer software to, qualify for the training and make sure that you've got the right equipment and the right software for the training. Well, here's what happens. That original check that they sent you, that's not going to be any good. In about a week or so, that's going to bounce. But in the meantime, you've gone ahead and sent a check to this computer software company, which actually doesn't exist. So you were out that money. So it's just a way for them to, number one, make believe that you've got this great job. And a lot of people are very, it's kind of something that comes that is really a godsend to a lot of people. And then number two, you've sent them some money that you're on the hook for because that original check just bounced. So you're probably going to get some sort of a charge for your bank from your bank on that.
And this recently kind of happened to a woman in Fishers, and she eventually tried to get paid where she was actually working for a company that she thought existed and then later found out that they were no longer in existence. It was kind of a crazy story, right?
Yeah, that one was, once again, those companies, they really don't exist. They're trying to, I think in this case, have her open up some sort of an account or something for them. So in this case, she may have been being used as what we call a money mule to move money around in, an illicit fashion. And in this case, she would have been the victim of that. So we see this in employment scams also.
So when you see all these types of things coming up online, what kind of things can you do to avoid falling victim to a scam like this?
Well, first off, I think you need to be a little bit skeptical. No one's going to hire you if they haven't gone through some sort of an interview process, kind of checked your references. So if all of a sudden, kind of unsolicited, you qualify for a job and it sounds like just a very easy sort of thing that you're, just kind of going to be easy to slide into, that's a real red flag because, I wouldn't hire anybody without first interviewing them, seeing if they're qualified, see, what kind of a person they are, and neither would anyone else. So I think that's the first red flag. Number two, if there's any sort of money, or in this case, an account that they wanted you to open up, exchange up front, that's another real red flag. Most companies will, have you be employed, you get a regular paycheck or some sort of commission if you're on a commission schedule, that type of thing. So if it's something that just sounds too good to be true, and all of a sudden this job just kind of fell into your lap, that should be a real red flag.
Tim Maniscalco from the Better Business Bureau serving Central Indiana joining us right now. And Tim, one thing I wanted to mention that you talked about in the past is that a lot of these companies have a refund and cancellation policy that might seem legitimate, and that can fool people too. And you have to really, as a consumer, follow up to make sure those refund and cancellation policies are legit. How do you do that if you're a consumer to make sure this company's telling the truth or lying in a lot of these cases?
Yeah, a lot of times, like you say, there will be these refund and cancellation policies. I think what you want to do is check them out, see what kind of reviews that they have. You could also check them out via bbb.org to see if they've got any sort of a business profile with us and if there have been complaints or other things that other consumers have, told us about that. So I think, you know, any sort of significant transaction that you've got, you really want to check out a business before you know that their return policy is a legitimate return policy.
And can't you look at a link on a website to make sure it's a legit one? Like, doesn't it have to have HTTPS? Don't you guys talk about that? Or how can you tell if a link is secure or not?
Yeah, one of the ways in which you also want to look at a company is to look up in the URL bar and look for the letters HTTPS. S is the important letter there. That means that the website has been registered, and that gives you a little bit added understanding that it is a secure site. Also, look for that little lock icon. That also gives you added assurance. It's not 100%, but if it doesn't have that, that would be a real sign to me that that particular link, that particular company, may not be on the up and up.
All right, Tim Maniscalco with Better Business Bureau serving Central Indiana. Tim, is there anything else you'd like to add that I may have forgotten?
Well, just if you've been scammed or attempted to be scammed, please report that on BBB Scam Tracker. Go to scamtracker.org. You'll see up on the little right-hand upper right-hand corner, there's a report of scam. That's the way that consumers can tell other people what's going on. We update Scam Tracker every day from consumers that have reported scams to us. Go to scamtracker.org to either report a scam or find out what scams are going on in your area.
All right, Tim Maniscalco, Better Business Bureau serving Central Indiana. Tim, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.